Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. I'm going to try and make this the last video in the current series. And this video I'm just going to be finishing off the scheduler form and then dropping it into the main form. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section website, and it's Access 2013 DB62. Open that up with 2013. Let's take a look at form scheduler. Okay, so we're just going to be sort of finishing form scheduler off, and we want these buttons to work here, and we also want to make sure that end date actually contains a value, which it doesn't at the moment. It should actually be the 29th of October. So let's drop it into layout view. Let us go to form here and on load. Here it is. Let's click on that. Okay, so we are set temp start date, set date text boxes. Interesting. That is very interesting. The reason that is interesting. Ah, here we go. Text start date there. Okay, so control C that. We're going to drag this. I've pasted that. We're going to drag it all the way to the top. And we're going to say, I'm assuming there's a text end date. Control name, text, end date, value, and then we're going to need this value here, control C. Okay, so save that and close that. Go to design view, go to form view, let's see if that's worked. It has indeed worked. Pardon me. Okay, so that's that. Now, how do we get these to do what we want? All right, well, very simple. Back into layout view. I say very simple. I shouldn't actually say that. It might not be simple at all. Now, the first thing we're doing is we're setting the temporary variable temp start date. So if we press Control A, Control C, that will highlight. Control A highlights everything in these in this particular macro, and Control C copies it. And we close that. And if we go here and go to click macro builder and then control V, we've got exactly the same routine here as what we do when the actual form opens. So what we're going to do is we're just going to manipulate the temp start date. So expression equals date add, and one day. So we're going to add one day to temp start date. Numbers one, and it's temp vars start date. So we're going to take temp start date and add one day to it. And the only other thing we then need to do, if we can, is requery. So we'll just requery the form. So save that and close that, and let's see if that works. So at the moment it says the 15th of October. So if what I've done works, this will say the 16th and everything will move forward one day. 16th. Yeah, let's just double check that. Okay, so the 24th of October is when this guy's moving out. We move it along, and the 24th is here and he's still moving out. Bingo! Okie dokie. So let's click on that. Control A, Control C, and let's drop that into this one. It's going to be exactly the same idea, except where we have here set temporary variable, instead of 1, we're going to change it to minus 1. And here, what do you reckon, 14 days? We're going to do exactly the same thing, but we're going to change that to minus 14. So we're going to be making the temporary start date variable 14, and same concept here, except it won't be minus 14, it will be the full 14 going forwards, as managers say. Okay, form view. All right, so 17 plus 14 should be the 31st of October. Yeah, back to the 17th, back to the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, and all the while it's a bit annoying, but you can see that Yeah, that's finishing on the 24th. Let's do that, see when these other ones finish. Do we have anything? Okay. Anything? Oh, they finished. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. That seems to be working okay. It's just these random annoyances keep popping up, but we'll live with that for now. Okay, so that's the form scheduler. So I think that's okay. So what we're going to do, we're just going to drop that into the main form. Actually, let's just... So we want form main. Let's change that to layout view. And then we want form scheduler, and we're just going to drop that, and let's put it right at the start, get rid of that, save that form view as a scheduler. As we said, we can click on items here. That is the same as clicking on a booking ID here, same concept. Yeah, that's it. We're good. Yeah, so we've got scheduled bookings, rooms, guests, invoices. Should we print an invoice? Very nice, a little bit sparse, a little bit minimalistic. Well, there you go. Okay, and we've got guests. Okay, so we're not entirely done, but anything that's missing, for example, these reports, I'm sure you can do yourself. And I would implore you to do so. Okay, so that's that. Thank you for watching that video series. I will be doing some other video series in the future, but probably not quite as long as this one. Little stuff, little knick-knack videos. Yeah, so thanks for watching, and visit the website, accessallinone.com. So thank you.